Hey guys, and welcome to the Bright and Fit podcast. I'm so excited to be here. I'm your host, Tatiana, money and fitness professional and everyday energizer bunny. From health, wellness, and everyday life challenges and topics, the Bright and Fit podcast will discuss interesting and fun ways to reinvent ourselves at any age. I hope you can join me. Welcome once again to the Bright and Fit podcast. This is your friend and host, Tatiana. And today's episode is called Emotional Wellness, a Recovery from Substance Use Conditions. September is National Recovery Month. I want to acknowledge those who are working actively to stay in recovery from substance abuse or substance use, as well as we want to discuss some signs, risk factors, and tips on how you can check the warning signs or on yourself or on a loved one and how you can get help. So let's get started. According to the SAMHSA, spell S-A-M-H-S-A, which is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, substance use is considered a disorder when the repeated misuse of alcohol or drugs, also nicotine and prescription opioids, which causes health problems, disability, or the inability to meet major responsibilities in life such as work, school, or home. Sometimes substance misuse can turn into addiction, and medical experts define as a chronic disease that can include both physical and mental habit-forming need for substances. This podcast is only acknowledging the information out there. It is in no intent providing any type of advice, medical advice, or clinical advice on this topic. The following information is information found publicly published, and it is just to bring awareness. SAMHSA also reports an average of 20 million American adults struggle with substance abuse, use or abuse each year. And 9.5 million also experience a series of mental health conditions. So guys, this is why it is so important to understand substance use conditions and how to quickly recognize the signs in yourself or for a loved one. Some physical side effects vary depending on the types of substances used. The National Alliance on Mental Health, NAMI, shares some generalized symptoms. So let's take a look. Withdrawal from friends and family. Sudden change in behavior. Engaging in risky behaviors. Develop a high tolerance or withdrawal. And the feeling of needing a substance to be able to function. So just know that help is available on SAMHSA.com for natural assistance resources. And I'm gonna put the resources on this podcast information for more information for you. There's also the AA.org, CA-online.org, National Alliance Mental Illness NAMI Healthline, and also the Chopper Center, which I personally love. Also, counselors are available, so check it out. Now, crisis counseling for people in emotional distress related to any natural or human-caused disaster is also available, especially during this time. There's also information on how to recognize distress and its effects on individuals and families. There's also tips for healthy coping. There's referrals to local crisis call centers for additional follow-up and care and support. When you call, they'll listen to what's on your mind with patients, and without judgment. So if you don't want to call, you can also text. This is a toll-free line, 24/7. It's a national hotline. Spanish is available at 1-800-985-5990. If you don't feel ready, talk to a close friend, a family member, or a personal from a church if you attend one. And don't be afraid. Usually, you're more confident when you feel like you're ready. So if you're ready to speak with someone about any type of substance abuse or use, don't hesitate. There is help out there. Especially, don't isolate with this type of problem. The emotional wellness and recovering from substance use conditions is a very broad topic. With this podcast, I just wanted to bring some awareness that September, again, is National Recovery Month. So if you are someone who had recovered or is currently recovering from some sort of substance abuse, which we can say in the form of pills, in the form of something that you drink, in the form of something that you ingest or putting your body in a different way, I want to make sure you know that it is important to acknowledge your effort. It is important to acknowledge your and recognize your everyday step-by-step little steps that you're taking. And if you are trying to find help for somebody, those resources that I mentioned earlier are available for you. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. And if you need help, please don't hesitate and find some resources online. And with that being said, I want to thank you so much, you guys, for always listening to the episodes. If you have any questions, you can always, or topic ideas, you can always send me an email to brideandfit1@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook as Bride and Fit by Tatiana. And on Instagram, you can find me as @brideandfit1. Sending you guys so much love and energy, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.